fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
You know, it's a tremendous thing. I was thinking there during that, I just wrote a little lyric about fruitcake. I did during
really?
Right there, right off the top of my head.
Well, let me hear.
Okay, he goes, holiday food is great. You won't want to be late. Some like fruitcake, but once you get it in your mouth, you realize you've made a mistake.
You can tell it's Christmas by the eggnog and the tree. And you can tell it's Christmas by the chilly winter breeze. You can tell it's Christmas by the things that make you sneeze. And you can tell it's Christmas by the fruitcake in your teeth.
See, that's the same question. We've talked about oranges and apples and fruit for Christmas.
Not fruitcake.
We've got to get past that, you know?
She had it right. She said it tastes like anise,
yeah.
Soap.
Yeah.
See, everybody,
oh,
it's not just me.
Anise is my favorite ingredient.
Isn't that a candy?
It could be a licorice, an ingredient in licorice. And you can buy, there's an anise-flavored plant that you find in the produce department.
And you can wash your hair with it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Tastes like soap.
Yeah. Would it come out green? That's what I...
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. There's music in the air. Again, folks are smiling. Laughter everywhere, in places snow's piling. There's fires crackling too, and parties now to handle. I even think I saw a fruitcake on my mantle. Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Ho-hum, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yes.
Now, the first one is this horrible thing.
Oh, Larry!
This horrible, horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those. So.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah, that's...
Carly Evers likes these things.
That's the best. The Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them, too.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
You guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but...
They're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here. But I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog.
Eggnog.
That's, yes.
So we have got a Christmas celebration going on here today.
Am I ready or what?
Yeah, he's ready. Paul's ready. He's got the knife to cut the fruitcake. So we're going to have some Christmas cheer, even though, as Charlie and I have already discussed, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Now, do you like eggnog?
Eggnog I can do.
It seems for a day there isn't so much anger. And if you look to find, might find a little manger. It really is a blessing for all those who partake. But tell me, who's the wise guy that got me this fruitcake? Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yeah, well, everybody loves a fruitcake. I'm just going to start wrapping those up.
You might as well, sure.
I think I'm going to build a bomb shelter out of those.
You could.
I'd be safe.
You have a quantity of fruitcake?
If somebody gave them to me, I would have a quantity because I would not eat them.
I see.
I think the same one gets passed around every year. I don't think there's more than one fruitcake in the world.
When I was younger, us younger people, you say, hey, look there, there goes a fruitcake.
That's a different meaning.
Oh, that was a different, oh, okay.
That wasn't at Christmas time, was it? Hey, Scott Spears broadcasting from South Prospect Street here. WWGH Radio Fruitcake Toss 2021 is underway. This is the event that you've all been waiting for. It makes Super Bowls and World Series and all those. That just seems like little minute kid stuff. This is the Fruitcake Toss. Now, if you've never been to a Fruitcake Toss before, what will happen tonight is people have been entered into the Fruitcake Toss. Now, you listening on radio right now will get to hear this whole thing. The object is to underhandedly, if that's a word, throw a Claxton Fruitcake, which weighs 16 ounces, 1 pound, down the field here. Now, we have the field roped off on South Prospect Street. Now, the record is 40 feet. Now, I believe we have 22 entries here tonight throwing the Claxton Fruitcake. We've got men, we've got women, we've got kids, we've got the whole spiel here tonight, and it is going to be something to behold. We've got the current record holder tonight participating. Ralph Thacker holds the record at 40 feet, 2018, but we've got a lot of station delegates in here tonight. We have got delegates from Marion and a lot of great local residents. Now, something you should know is that the reason we have Claxton Fruitcakes, now I want to give you a little history on this, very minor, because I'm going to turn the microphone over here to somebody who knows a lot about the Claxton Fruitcake, but the Claxton Fruitcakes come from a town, Claxton, Georgia. Now, at one point, we talked to a gentleman on air many years ago named Rufus, who actually works at the Claxton Factory, which is about a block long in Claxton, Georgia. They do these every year. People love them. But the reason we have Claxton Fruitcakes in Marion at the banks is because of the Marion Civitan Club. Now, there's been some confusion over the last couple years about the Civitan Club. We're going to straighten all that out for you here tonight and thank them because they have brought fruitcakes to this event because we don't know how many fruitcakes we're going to go through. So I'm going to turn it over. At 6:30, we're going to start throwing these things. So don't go anywhere, but I'm going to turn it over to the Civitan Club, Teresa Lupke from the Civitan, am I right? No, what did I say?
Lupke, it's Lupton.
Lupton, Teresa Lupton from the Civitan Club. Teresa, take it away.
All right, thank you, Scott. Yes, I am Teresa Lupton from the Marion Civitan Club. We want to thank all of you participants for being here. I thought this was the first annual fruitcake toss, but I've now learned it's multiple years of it. People of Marion County have been buying and supporting our fruitcake community fundraiser since 1970. No, these fruitcake you'll be throwing tonight are not 50 years old. These are brand new ones from Claxton, Georgia that we just got in October. They have been making fruitcake for 110 years, and the Civitan Clubs nationwide have been selling them for over 50 years. Clubs have even sent them to the military overseas, who then share it with other nations who enjoy them also. Claxton bakes 90,000 pounds of fruitcake a day to supply it for everyone. The Marion Civitan Club wants to thank you, the following banks in Marion County, for selling all of these for us. They're the Fahey Bank, First Citizen, Premier, Pillar Credit Union, Union Bank, and United Federal Credit Union. These organizations combine to sell 650 pounds of fruitcake a year here in Marion County. Marion has had two Civitan clubs here since 1965. The first one started then, and they've been using the proceeds from the fruitcake to provide scholarships to high school students, picnics for the Ram residents, donations to Turning Point, Voice of Hope, Special Olympics, homeless shelters, and animal shelters. Our current club is only 5 years old. It is an inclusive club. We want to continue this tradition of helping others as we practice the golden rule and build upon it a better and nobler citizenship. Civitan became an international organization in 1920 and is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. In 1956, Civitan members voted to make our focus people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We support a research center at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, that has over 130 scientists and researchers studying causes and cures for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities that affects people of all ages. We hear people every day say, who are and what are Civitans? Civitans are people in the community helping others. Some of our better known members have been President Calvin Coolidge, FDR, Harry S. Truman, John F. Kennedy. Bill Clinton was a junior Civitan while he was in high school. First Lady Betty Ford was honorary chairman in 1974. Civitan was the first nonprofit organization that allowed women as full members in 1975. Our other famous people include Thomas Edison, two U.S. Supreme Court justices, World War I General John Pershing, Richard Petty, models, country singer Eddie Arnold, soap opera star Bobby Eakes, and sports stars Bo Jackson and Frank Thomas. Richard Petty has even created an IDD camp in North Carolina that Civitans volunteer at. Our Marion Civitan Club is trying to continue the idea of helping others as an inclusive club, but we need your help doing this. We need members to help with activities here in Marion County. There are various ways to be a member. One, you can just come and help us with any of our projects. You can join now and help create those projects that help others, families and children over the age of 12. And if you're a corporation, you can make a tax donation to our 501c3 organization, and those, and your employees of your company can help with projects of their liking and as time allows. You can support people that help people with disabilities are great members, along with people with IDD, because they know exactly what is needed in the community to make their lives better. I have Civitan and International Civitan material here to share if you would like some, so that you can learn more about who and what Civitan is. So thank you for your time. Enjoy yourself at this fruitcake. We also have fruitcakes for $5 a piece, so I've been told that the banks are all out. So if you would like a fruitcake that has not been thrown down the street, we have a few of them left here. Thank you for your time, and good luck throwing.
Thank you, Teresa. Now, it is about 25 minutes after the hour, so 5 minutes before we actually start throwing these fruitcakes. Now, we do have some people to thank here tonight. Now, Pastor Craig, who's on our station every Sunday at 11:10 a.m., he brought two great platters in there. If people want to step inside the station there and get some food at any point, got some great wraps in there and some cheese, and it all looks great. And also, Angie Evers, homemade some great no-bake cookies and puppy chow for Christmas snowflake stuff, and we're going to be passing that out to everybody. They're all in bags, and she did all of that, so we're going to be doing that momentarily here. Angie just had to walk. I'm telling you, if you drove down South Prospect Street right now, you've never seen a calamity like is on South Prospect Street right now. We've practically shut down the street here on this beautiful night, by the way, 47 degrees here in Marion at this particular point. Winds at 6 miles an hour. Now, that's very important when it comes to the fruitcake toss, because there is basically no wind tonight. There'll be no spin on this fruitcake. Now, our fruitcake spotter on, as far as distance, Terry Tackett, now they, if you're listening on radio, we have red cups set along the sidewalk here on South Prospect Street. Now, each fruitcake tosser will get one toss. They will step up to the end of the concrete here. If they go any further than the concrete, they are disqualified. You only get one throw. It's got to be underhanded. No spin, no wind-up, no none of that. If you do that, you're immediately disqualified. So it's one underhanded toss, and wherever it lands, that is the distance. Remember, the record distance was set in 2008 by Ralph Thacker of 40 feet, and I believe Ralph is participating tonight. Now, before we get started, I believe Angie is going to get some of this great candy and homemade stuff, and we'll pass it out to some people here tonight. And Santa Claus might even show up tonight. Now, Santa Claus has never entered the fruitcake toss, but Word has it, I called him on the telephone last night, and I said, Santa, are you coming to the fruitcake toss? He said, I'm going to try to make it. Terry, you were there when I called Santa Claus, were you not? He said he would try. What did he say?
He said he would try to make it.
Walk over to the mic. This is radio. Oh,
said he would try to make it.
All right. Exactly. So Santa Claus could be here. He has not arrived yet, but we have up until 7 o'clock tonight. That's when we will leave the air. Now, we have got a lot of great dignitaries here. It's great to see everybody assembled on a beautiful night here in the holiday season. And I'm telling you, when it comes to this fruitcake toss, there have been inner rivalries going on the air here on 107.1 FM for the last week. Pastor Craig is at Adam's throat. We don't know what's going to happen there. Adam's been in the gym. He's posting things on Facebook all the time, getting ready for this thing. Ralph has been out at the tall grass trail throwing to try to beat the 40-foot mark. There are all kinds of inner rivalries. Glenn Coble just wants to beat Adam. Scott says if he wins tonight, I'll have to eat a piece of one of these tomorrow on the air. We'll see if that happens. So all kinds of things going on here tonight that are going to make this a tremendous, tremendous fruitcake toss. And I believe Angie's coming here now with the goodies. So everybody get some good homemade Christmas candy and Christmas food. Glenn, help Angie here. Be a gentleman.
Where is she?
My goodness. You can teach Glenn, but you can't teach him forever. Can't take him out of the barn. All right. We are going to start here in just about 3 minutes. The anticipation is building. What's that, Terry?
Just to know if we're ready for Mayor Kellogg.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you, some of the people here who are going to be tossing tonight who've already arrived. I see Scott, one of our dedicated listeners. Judy Smith is here. Granddaughter Lily Smith, who I believe is our youngest participant tonight, at 8 years old. And one of my favorite people is here tonight to toss a fruitcake. We cannot wait for this. The longest-serving mayor in Marion history, Mayor Jack Kellogg. Mayor, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It is so great to see you. When you were put into this event, I believe by Judy Summers, what did you think?
I thought I could throw it.
You can come over here and handle this. You've handled worse problems at City Hall in your day than the fruitcake.
This is simple, yeah.
And Mayor Kellogg, let people know, give people an update. What are you up to these days?
Nothing other than getting ready to go to Florida for the winter. I should be there by now, but I'm not. And living every day to happy and do what we always wanted to do, and we're doing it.
Enjoying a well-deserved retirement.
Right, exactly.
Mayor Kellogg, we're going to get you up here in just a few minutes. Mayor Kellogg, the longest-serving mayor in Marion history. 16 years he was mayor and really beloved the entire time. There's no doubt about that. Adam is here. Now, Adam, they call you the windpipe on the station, so I'm only giving you 30 seconds. Adam, are you going to take Pastor Craig here when we get started in just a matter of moments?
You know, me and Pastor Craig are friends, but Ken Anderson and Terry Bradshaw were friends. But once the clock starts ticking, that changes, and they are out to win. So Craig's in very good shape. I mean, I'm definitely a little scared. But I'm up for the challenge. And I was practicing earlier today. I was throwing logs. You know, I got my arm loose. Got the little wind hoodie on here, warming my hands up. So I'm going to do my best, and may the best human being be victorious.
All right. As they say on ABC's Wide World of Sports for so many years, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. We also have some great people here in the audience. As I say, Angie Evers is here. Jeannie Evers, the wife of our dear friend Charlie Evers. Linda Sims keeping score here tonight. Linda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Are you guys ready to throw these fruitcakes?
Yeah.
All right, the crowd is ready. Let's get our list and let's get our fruitcake. Now, this is a 1 pound Claxton fruitcake, 16 ounces. Now, our first thrower this evening, Terry, are you in position? Terry's got his elf hat on. He's ready to go here tonight. Now, don't stand there. You're going to get clobbered. No, we're going to store it right here. Holy mackerel. Terry's going to take a fruitcake right in the head. We're going to need an ambulance back here before you know it. Okay, our first fruitcake thrower is one of our listeners. Scott, come on up, Scott. Number one fruitcake thrower here tonight on this December evening. Now, Scott, you have said should you win tonight, you want me to eat a piece of this fruitcake, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, why do you want me to eat a piece of this fruitcake?
Because you hate fruitcake.
I do hate fruitcake. You know what? I might eat a piece regardless, so nobody throws it out here just so I'll have to eat a fruitcake.
Take one for the team. That's good.
Take one for the team. All right. Feet up to the line. One underhanded shot. Here's the fruitcake, Scott. All right, Scott has got the fruitcake. He's at the line here. 3, 2, 1. There goes the fruitcake. Whoa, it had a spin on it. It had a spin and a good long throw. I believe it went past 50 feet. 50 feet directly. 50 feet, Linda. Scott threw the fruitcake 50 feet. It had a spin on it like you've never seen, like the old Joe Montana days in the NFL. 50 feet for Scott. All right, our next fruitcake thrower here is Adam, the windpipe. You just heard him. Here comes the windpipe. Adam, you're already in the sack here. 50 feet is the top throw by Scott. No, this is how you were entered into the competition. Adam, get ready. Adam Lepp, host of Mid-Morning Coffee Break. All right, Adam's pumping his arm. All right, well, they're all worried over on Pearl Street now. Go ahead, Adam. You can't leave the driveway here, the concrete. Go ahead, Adam, toss it. 2, 1. Whoa! Well, that went, gee whiz, that went way off in left field. Adam, you know we're throwing that way, right? We're throwing straight. We weren't throwing, trying to hit the backyard over there. What do we got there, Terry? 30 feet for Adam. Well, Adam, what do you think? Is it hard to toss a fruitcake?
I tossed it at an angle. That's the problem.
Tossed it at an angle. He lost it. But you know what? Hey, we all choke a little bit. That's the way it goes. All right, next up on our list is Randy Stahl here. Is there a Randy Stahl? I have not seen Randy. He may arrive, we never know. We'll go on past Randy. Is Ralph here, our record holder? You know, I have not seen Ralph here tonight. Oh, Ralph is here tonight. There's Ralph. Come on over, Ralph. Oh, this is our record holder at 40 foot from 2018. A new record has already been set, Ralph. Now, Ralph, come over here for a second.
What's that?
You've been practicing, have you not?
I have.
Out at the Tallgrass Trail. Okay. What's the top throw so far?
About 50.
50 feet. Go ahead, Ralph. Let's see. 3, 2, 1. Ralph has tossed that thing, and wow! I think we might have been in the 60-foot range there.
If it goes in the water, it doesn't count.
Terry, is that 60 foot? 61 feet for Ralph Thacker. He has broken the record again. Holy mackerel. Holy Toledo, how about that? Now that's what practice will do for you. Practice makes perfect. Moving down on the list now, Pastor Craig. The time for talk is over. Pastor Craig has been out on his property, secluded for a week. True or false, Pastor Craig? Competition's tough so far.
I may be in trouble. I wasn't expecting that.
Wasn't that a throw? My goodness. Pastor Craig, take it away. There's the fruitcake. And we're throwing a 16-ounce Claxton fruitcake, if you're just tuning in here. 3, 2, 1. There it goes. I do not think we... Oh, it fell a little short of Ralph. Where'd we get, Terry? 59 foot. 2 feet shy of the record. How about that? Well, again, practice makes perfect. Pastor Craig and Ralph Thacker have been practicing. Wait, what? Yeah, he did beat Adam. Yeah. Adam's fruitcake's over on Pearl Street somewhere. We don't know what happened. All right. Now we have, let's see here. Judy Smith. Judy. Oh, she's going to throw. Do we have a stand-in here? Who do we have throwing for you?
Who's that?
Autumn.
All right. Go right ahead. Grab the fruitcake.
Autumn.
Autumn's throwing for us here. Autumn is going to toss this fruitcake tonight. Go ahead, Autumn. Toss that fruitcake. Boy, Autumn. Hey, way to go, Autumn. What did we get there, Terry? How much? Oh, my goodness. Wait a second. I hear Santa Claus. Oh, my goodness gracious. Santa Claus is here. Oh, my. Pandemonium has broken loose. Oh, my good. Come on down here, Santa.
All right.
Oh, my word. It has all broken loose now here. What was Autumn's throw, Terry?
21.
Linda, did we get that down? Santa Claus, you are here. Oh, Santa Claus just about took a tumble.
Yes,
Santa Claus, you are here. Let's address the crowd. How you doing, Santa Claus?
I'm doing wonderful, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. Now, the top fruitcake toss right now is 61 feet by Ralph Thacker. Well, you're going to toss that fruitcake here.
Yes, I'm going to toss that cake. I'm going to go faster than speed of light.
All right, Santa Claus, stand over here for a second. Santa Claus, yeah, faster than the speed of light. All right, now we've got Lily, 8-year-old Lily. Now, Lily, whose class are you in?
Miss Gates.
And what school do you go to? The Prep Academy, Marion Prep Academy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite subject, history, English?
My favorite subject is science.
Science. Now, do you like fruitcake?
No.
I'm with you, Lily. She's already, do you want to say anything to Santa? What do you want for Christmas this year?
Do you want to say anything for Santa yet?
Not yet. Okay, she's going to think it through. All right, here goes Lily, 8 years old. Boy, she didn't waste any time. There's a roller. Lily rolled that fruitcake. My goodness gracious. How much? 46 foot for 8-year-old Lily. Lily, what a great job that was. Amazing, Lily. Thank you. We got a prize for Lily later on here tonight, Santa, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. All right, our next fruitcake thrower tonight is Glenn Coble. Glenn Coble here from WWG. Yeah, Glenn, come on over here. Santa, Glenn's a little lost here tonight.
Yes.
Here he comes. Come on, Glenn. 61 foot. Glenn Coble says he wants to beat Adam. Now, what was that? Linda, where was Adam at? 31?
I got it locked in my brain.
All right. 31 foot. All right, Glenn. Three. Now, Glenn, don't try to work the system. We only got so much time. Three, two, one. Glenn Coble. Boy, he went to the Adams School of Fruitcake Tossing and went to the, it had that hook to the left. How much? 48 feet. He did beat Adam. There you go, Glenn.
Last year.
Yeah. That's right. Lily here about threw as far as Glenn. And Glenn's got like 60 years on Lily here. More than 60. What is that? But Lily's going to be a fruitcake champion one day. We know this. All right. Who do we have next here on the line? We have Angie Evers. Angie, it's time to toss that fruitcake. Here we go.
She's going to throw it.
Angie, are you excited to toss the fruitcake?
Oh, yes. I have never tossed a fruitcake in my life. I didn't even practice, so.
No practice here. Let's see what the end result is. Angie Evers, tossing that fruitcake. Whoa, there it went. It hooked left. There was a lot of power in that throw. 40 feet. 40 feet even. There was a hook. You know, a lot of hooks left here tonight, Santa.
Yes, there is. There's a lot of people here.
Yes, wonder why that fruitcake is hooking left here tonight. Six, yeah, at least it's not hooking right, and we're not smashing any windows. All right, next on the list here tonight, is there a Donovan Bauer here? Donovan Bauer. Now, all right, Donovan, you got to tell us a little bit about yourself before you. How old are you? What school do you go to?
Why are we doing this?
Hey, your grandpa put you in, that's why.
Oh, I'm 24. I don't go to school.
24. What do you do here in Marion?
I work at Donato's.
Work at Donato's. All right. Do you like fruitcake?
No, I've never had one.
Well, okay, Donovan, show us all up at 24 years young. Here he goes, Donovan Bauer. Whoa! Oh, my goodness. I think the record might have been broken. Terry's going to have to go way up the street to catch this one. Terry, do we need the tape measure? Holy mackerel. Terry's in a whole nother time zone. What do we got there, Terry? 72 feet. A new record has been set. Holy mackerel. He must toss a lot of pizzas there at Donato's. Wow, Donovan Bauer shows up and gets 72 feet. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to take my turn and toss the fruitcake here. Glenn, take over for a second. All right, here we go. Here comes the fruitcake toss. That's right, here we go. Let's see what we got it.
Are you ready?
Now, don't fall over, Glenn. Holy mackerel.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Everybody knows that Scott's been working for about 4 or 5 months for this. I think he's probably going to cheat. So there's the throw. It's a long one, and it's maybe 48 feet. He may have beat me. Oh,
52 feet.
52 feet. How about that? And that was with my weak arm. 52 feet. All right. The fruitcake toss is getting heavy here. We got, oh, we do. Linda Sims is up next. Linda Sims, oh my. One of our WWGH originals here. She's been here the entire 8 years. Linda Sims.
73 feet. Come on, Linda, you can do it.
Show them up, Linda. Show them up. Angie's going to take over as our partial record keep here as Linda Sims is working her arms here. Here we go, Linda. There was a little shuffle. Linda Sims, 3, 2, 1. There it goes. 38 feet for Linda Sims here. Oh, my. Oh, my. Now we bring up the mayor, the current mayor of Caledonia. April Morrison is here. Met her last, 2 weekends ago at Christmas in Caledonia. That was a lot of fun. Big event over in Caledonia. April, we're so glad to have you here, the current mayor of Caledonia. April, are you excited to be here tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, what have you made so far of this competition?
I think it's a great competition. I have a lot of people that I'm not going to be able to live up to.
We're glad to have you. Go ahead, April. Toss that fruitcake. Here goes the Claxton. 3, 2, 1 for all the people in Caledonia. It hook lift. A lot of height on that. 24 feet for April Morrison, our friend from Caledonia, the mayor of Caledonia. How about that? All right, we move. Now, this is going to be good here. James Anderson, our naturalist here in Marion, spends a lot of times out at the Tallgrass Trail. He kicked a cone as he was coming up here, Santa Claus. Have you been out to the Tallgrass Trail, Santa?
Oh, no, not for a while, but I like going there, though.
James, good to have you here tonight.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Now, are you excited? Do you think you can beat the record 70 feet?
I hope so. Maybe not.
James Anderson going to swing it here. Here we go. James Anderson in the fruitcake. 3, 2, 1. Heckling from Glenn Goble. Whoa, James got it up. Whoa, I think it hit solid over there. I heard it. Did you hear that plop? 71? 71. All right, what's the record so far, Linda? 71 comes close. 72 by Donovan Bauer. That can't be. I think Terry needs some glasses. Yeah, Terry, are you sure that wasn't 61? Yeah, 60's at the driveway over there. 60's right there before the driveway. 62 then. We put 10 on there by accident. We'll get somebody who can count next year to take oh my goodness gracious. Well, James Anderson still did well, 62 feet. And it's a big competition, I assure you of that. All right, who do we have next? Bob Smith is here, Marion Area Transit. One of our great Marion Area Transit people, Sarah, has us on every morning in the bus. Bob, big weather guy here. We are looking at 47 degrees and winds at 6 miles per hour. Have you been practicing?
No.
Well, you're here for all the people in Marion Area Transit, correct?
That's right.
All right, Bob Smith, here he goes. 3, 2, 1. Bob Smith has got a good height there. Hey, not a bad throw at all. Let's see what Terry comes up with. Looks like a little under 60. 57 feet for Bob Smith, representing Marion Area Transit. How about that? All right, let's see. I think we've got two people left in the competition. Now, here we go. One, we've got Mike McGinnis coming up. Now, Mike was just on the TLC program, My 600-Pound Life, doing great. Lost how much weight, Mike, so far?
180.
Lost 180 pounds so far. How about that? Yes, just appeared on the program, My 600-Pound Life on TLC, the night before Thanksgiving. Mike, don't break the windows in that house over there. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead, Mike. Holy mackerel. A lot of height. A lot of height. Distance, I don't think he made the distance, but he did make the height. He certainly got the height. 59 feet for Mike McGinnis. Now, we've got two people left, and they're two of my favorite people. One is Santa Claus. Now, is there anybody who did not get to toss so far? Is there anybody here who didn't get to toss? Ralph, you did good. All right, Linda, come over here real quick. We want to run this down before we get our final two tossers in here. Give us the rundown so far on the feet and tossed.
Scott, 50 feet. Adam, 30 feet. Randy, was that Stahl?
Randy Stahl.
Oh, he wasn't here. Ralph Thacker, 61. Pastor Craig, 59. Scott Spears, 52. Angie Evers, 40. Judy Smith.
No, Autumn threw.
Autumn threw, 21 feet. Glenn Cobble, 48 feet. Donovan Bauer, 72 feet. April Morrison, 24 feet. Mike McInnes, 59 feet. Linda Sims, 38. Yay! Bob Smith, 57. James Anderson, 62. And Lily, 46 feet.
All right, this is beautiful. Now, guess what? We have two people left to throw. 72 is the mark to beat here. And Santa Claus, you're going to go here in a moment. But we want to bring up Mayor Kellogg, Mayor Jack Kellogg. One of our favorite people here. Longest serving mayor in Marion history. 16 years as mayor, and I believe you are the veteran tonight in the competition, Mayor Kellogg.
Oh, is that right?
the veteran tonight.
Yeah. Which way did I throw? This way?
That way.
All right, Mayor Kellogg, getting ready to throw the fruitcake. Well, the mayor wanted to throw it the other direction. Here we go. Mayor Kellogg, for all the money. Whoa, mayor got it off. He got a nice roll. What do we get for Mayor Kellogg here? Forty-three feet for Mayor Kellogg. My goodness. And now Santa Claus. Holy mackerel. Santa Claus is going to throw this fruitcake. Oh, yes, he is. Santa, are you nervous?
Well, you know, not really.
Not really nervous. You about slipped coming out of the house, so how do you feel about throwing this fruitcake?
Well, I feel pretty good.
72 feet. Do you think you can slap it in there tonight?
I don't know about that one.
It's going to be amazing. Get ready, folks. We're talking about Santa Claus throwing a fruitcake here. This is a magical moment. You'll never want to miss this. Santa Claus goes! Boy, Santa tipped a little to the left there, and we got a little bit of a roll on it. 55 feet for Santa Claus. My goodness gracious. Beautiful. Now, all right, so the winner, has anybody not thrown? I think everybody threw. A Civitan, yeah, we need a representative from the Civitan Club. Who are we going to throw? Who's going to throw from the Civitan? Jesse. Andrew.
See? He's also Special Olympics softball.
Special Olympics softball.
Right now, in the basketball season right now.
Beautiful. Andrew, show us what you got. From the Civitan. Oh, he's got it here. I'll tell you what, he's putting it around the back there. Andrew, whoa, it is a grounder. It's a good roll, it's a grounder. 50 feet exactly. All right, Terry, we're going to have you throw. We got about 8 minutes left in the program here. 8 minutes before the top of the hour here. My goodness, this has been a night to be sure. We're going to have the presentation, Santa, of the winner here momentarily. Terry Tackett, the head elf. Terry, what do you think you got here? You think you're going to put a spin on this thing tonight?
We're going to give it a try here. I'm going to go the old Phil Negro knuckleball, maybe.
All right. The knuckleball here from Terry Tackett, the number one elf here tonight. Go ahead, Terry. 3, 2, 1. Terry got a good whiff on it there. A little bit of a... he blew on it. I don't know if that helped. It was a spit fruit cake. What do we got down there, Teresa? 53 feet for Terry Tackett. My word. Now, we do have the presentation. Now, Terry, will you go get the stuff off the table there so we can have the presentation of our winner, which I do believe was Donovan Bauer did win tonight, did he not? 72 feet. My word, 72 feet, Santa Claus. Lily, have you decided what you want to tell Santa you want for Christmas? No? Lily's not sure yet. But we're going to do the presentation here of the winner, Santa. Did you bring your stuff from the North Pole?
I sure did.
All right, get ready for this. The number one elf, Terry, is grabbing the stuff. Donovan, come on up here. See, Donovan didn't even want to be in this, and Donovan shows up, and he takes it all. He comes in, and you know, it shows that really weight and height, it didn't matter tonight. Did it, Donovan? How'd you win this thing?
Pure luck.
Pure luck. Well, pure luck tonight gave you a win. Absolutely sure. NGR is taking a photography here for the WWGH scrapbook. And now we are going to have the presentation. If you want to hold that, Santa, thank you so much. All right. Now, Donovan, what you win is 8 passes to the Columbus Zoo. You can take 8 of your friends or take your family, however you want to do that. 8 free passes to the Columbus Zoo for Donovan Bauer. And, of course, you win a Claxton fruitcake. That's just what you wanted, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. A Claxton fruitcake is Donovan's. And we are going to put your name on this, but it is the certificate. The 2021 Fruitcake Chucker Champion, which you are now. Now, have you ever had an honor like this in your life? Makes everything else look anticlimactic in your life, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. We'll get this signed for everybody. All right. And because this all started years ago, this whole fruitcake mess on this station started 8 years ago, because legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and I had many arguments over fruitcake, here is a picture of Charlie eating a fruitcake, enjoying himself. So you get the picture of Charlie eating the fruitcake, the Claxton fruitcake, which he loved this time of year. So that is Donovan. You are the winner, and we're going to get this form filled out before Donovan leaves. Terry, you want to take that? And somebody will fill that out for Donovan. All right, we've got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast here. Now, does anybody know a song? Not you, Adam. Not you. Does anybody got it? Come on, let's end with a Christmas song here, folks. Are you ready? What Christmas song, Glenn? What are we going to end with here? We wish you a Merry Christmas. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. That was like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir right there. Jingle bells. Let's do jingle bells for Lily here before we wrap up. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride
a one horse open sleigh. Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride a one horse open sleigh. Hey!
Hey, Lily, 8-year-old Lily got it. What an event we had here tonight. Teresa, did you enjoy it? You going to come back next year and do this again with us?
Yes, I will, if we still have a club. But it's Santa Claus and Mr. Scott have to try Claxton fruitcake tonight.
Oh, well, we won't.
Nobody else would like to see you eat fruitcake.
Oh, boy.
Well,
somebody's got to open it. Are you ready to taste this, Santa Claus?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. This will put you right back to the North Pole. 4 minutes left here in the broadcast. Well, here we go. Well, we got about 4 minutes. I want to let you know that this has been a lot of fun this year. We had 23 participants, and it was amazing, and I want to thank everybody who showed up here tonight. What fun we had. And the Claxton fruitcake from Claxton, Georgia, what an amazing event it is, and the great work the Civitan Club does, because many people love these things all year round. All right, somebody got to take a picture of this, I guess. Okay. Here we go. I got a free hand here.
You get to break it off.
Get to break it off. Oh, I don't know if I can break this. Oh, my gosh. Well, this will be wonderful. All right, look at this. This is not good.
Come on, Santa.
Take a little bite, Santa. Here we go. Right on. I won't be able to talk. This will be the end of the show. Mmm, that's good eating right there. Oh, boy, that's good. Oh, yeah, that is a delicious thing, is it not, Santa Claus?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
That's the best thing you want to eat there.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's why nobody in Claxton, Georgia has taste buds. All right, well, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. They're sending the helicopter for us. Mayor Kellogg, I want you to come up here and end the show for us. Mayor Kellogg, is he over there? Pastor Craig? Let everybody know, what do you hope for this Christmas season?
I hope everybody just has a nice Christmas and gets to spend time with family and just enjoy it.
Mayor Kellogg, what did you make of your first stuffed fruitcake toss?
Well, it was probably better than I thought it would be, but it's a little practice today. If I know I'm going to do it next year, I'll practice before I get here.
Mayor Kellogg is going to be in this next year, right?
I hope.
He's already acquiescing. Mayor Kellogg will be back next year for the fruitcake toss.
I'll be a year older, too, though.
Now, Mayor Kellogg, now, do you want to tell us how old you are?
85.
85 years old. I think Mayor Kellogg was the senior participant tonight and did very, very well. Now, Mayor, what do you wish the citizens of Marion listening for the Christmas holiday?
Settle down, be good, love each other, and get things rolling the right way.
Absolutely. Longest-serving mayor in Marion history, Jack Kellogg, one of my favorite people, and Santa Claus. You cannot beat that. All right. Terry, you want to take us back to station programming here? Thank everybody for coming out here tonight. It was a wonderful, wonderful night. Donovan Bauer wins with 72 feet, the 2021 Fruitcake Tossing Champion. Thank Angie Evers for all the great food she provided, and Pastor Craig for the great food he provided, and Reverend Leppard, I don't know what he's doing up here. You want this chunk of fruitcake, don't you? It's all yours. You can have that.
Well,
take that with you. No, there is no challenge at this point.
Yeah,
to what?
Throwing.
We're done. Hey, all right. This is Scott Spears for the Fruitcake Toss 2021 heading for the dugout. Who's that? Sam?
To all of our WWGH 107.1 FM listeners. Here, I'm going to do a classic. Are you ready? 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up a sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my hand, and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a